Hey friends, have you ever found yourself correcting others under your breath? How about out loud? Have you found yourself being an elitist, feeling superior because of your standing in the community or your education? Well, in the interest of being honest, I was brought up in Philadelphia, PA, where when it comes to sports, everybody seems to believe that they are better coaches, managers, GMs, and owners than anyone else. Okay, admittedly, we can be a bit over the top at times. Well, here's a snapshot of what Jesus says about that in Mark 7. Some take pride in what they do. Others take pride in finding out what others do wrong. Hear that again. Some take pride in what they do. Others take pride in finding out what others do wrong. We've all heard or known these people. Maybe we've even been one of them at some time. The world is full of such people who believe that they know better than us, than everyone else. Some even profess to knowing more than God. The know-it-alls take pride. Now there's a scary word. John 2:16 says, "For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes from not from the Father, but from the world." Proverbs 11 says it this way, "When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom." The know-it-alls take pride in knowing what others do wrong. Not right. Hear me, not right, but what they're doing wrong. Maybe today we can focus on Jesus' response when he quotes Isaiah chapter 29, verse 13. "And so the Lord says, these people say they are mine. They honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And their worship of me is nothing but man-made rules learned by rote." Let's get right with God. Let's get our worship right. Let's get our hearts right. Pray on.